some 37 aid organisations working in Gaza will be forced to suspend operations by March 1st after Israel revoked their licences last week for failing to meet new requirements for sharing information about their staff, funding and operations. The decision is likely to further compound the humanitarian crisis on the ground in Gaza as winter storms and flooding hit the region. Well, we can speak now with Jamil Sowalma, who is the Palestine Country Director for ActionAid. Jamil, thank you for speaking with us this morning. Tell us how ActionAid's operations are going to be hit by this decision.
Good morning, Justin, and thanks for having me. In fact, the new registration procedures imposed by the Israeli government are going to create an impossible reality for international organizations to operate. And we understand this to be a deliberate policy by the Israeli government also to obstruct the work of international organizations that that actually forms a lifeline for the civilian population in Gaza. ActionAid is one of many international organizations who have received this this directive from the Israeli government to remove staff and cease operations in the occupied Palestinian territory, including West Bank, Jerusalem, East Jerusalem, and Gaza. Therefore, our operations will be heavily impacted, which will definitely create further and further humanitarian suffering in Gaza for the civilian population who are heavily dependent on this critical humanitarian aid, including 1.3 million in Gaza who are in urgent needs for this type of humanitarian aid.
And what Israel is looking for is for organizations like ActionAid and others to hand over details of staff working for those organizations, because it alleges that some aid workers are also working with Hamas. What would the implications be if aid organisations like ActionAid were to comply with Israel's demands and to hand over the personal details of your Palestinian staff?
Yes, well, first of all, so far, more than 500 aid workers have been killed in Gaza, unfortunately. And therefore, we have major concerns of sharing this type of information that Israel is demanding as part of this new registration process. Of course, sharing this type of data constitutes a breach of our humanitarian principles, and also we have major concerns of sharing sensitive personal data of our national staff to parties of conflict, of course. In addition to that, we have major concerns of safety and security for our staff, for our national staff, as well as our duty of care. Is an issue for us sharing this type of information in a context where we have seen so many aid workers being targeted and being killed, including national and international aid workers who have been operating in Gaza, which for us, again, it's a red line, and we don't really understand how that data is going to be used or even manipulated to create further and further false allegations without evidence by the Israeli government. And that's why we have a red line for this as a collective of international organizations operating in the occupied Palestinian territory.
Okay. And what is this decision now? What impact is it going to have on the total amount of aid getting into Gaza?
It's definitely going to create a massive gap where, let me just run you through how much aid is being delivered and transported by international humanitarian organizations. More than 60% of field hospitals and critical medical services are provided by international humanitarian organizations. And more than 50% of food items and food supplies are provided by international organizations. In addition, of course, to 75% of the shelter items, which include tents, tarpaulins, temporary housing, shelters, and all of that in the middle of winter now, as you have alluded to, this will definitely create a massive gap. And will further deepening the suffering of the civilian populations who are heavily dependent on this type of humanitarian aid, and therefore this is a reality where we actually believe that this is not just about paperwork and handing over data. It's about a deliberate policy to drain resources of support for the civilian population in the Palestinian territory, and undermines the important role of international humanitarian organizations who have been cooperating and working close collaboration with UN agencies and Palestinian grassroots organizations and civil society.
Jamil, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Jamil Sowalma, Palestine Country Director for ActionAid. It's 7:45.